Well, Gibraltar, welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest was a teacher of New Age at four universities. He had the most amazing encounter with the Messiah of Israel and was free. But immediately, he was under the most ferocious attack, and God taught him a spiritual principle that has set him free for over 40 years. Would you like to find out that principle?
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Is God ready to bring a tsunami wave of healing onto planet Earth today? Sid Roth has spent over 40 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Mike, early on, you had an attack on the integrity of the Word of God. But God is so good. He gave you a dream. I wish everyone would catch the revelation right now of this dream. What did he show?
That was my biggest battle, whether or not the Word of God was actually the Word of God. It was like all day long, every day, I had this pressure of hundreds of thoughts coming into my mind. And so I was in this war in my mind. And God did give a promise, Sid, that in the last days He would pour out His Spirit on all flesh, and the result would be dreams and visions. Dreams and vision. And I asked God to resolve the issue, and He gave me this phenomenal dream where shortly after I was saved, I saw in this dream of the night, this night vision, the Lord Jesus Christ came to me, and He was standing before me in all His radiant glory. And then all of a sudden, He disappeared, and in His place was the open book with Hebrew printing. And I knew it was the Bible intuitively. And I knew that that was God's way of saying that I and my Word are one and the same, because it was the same space. But the thing that really attracted me the most about it is the book was pulsating like it had a heartbeat. And every time it would pulsate, a river of light would pour off the pages into me. And I woke up with this incredible feeling of this warm heavenly light pouring into me. Well, needless to say, I never doubted the Word of God again. I knew it was a living book.
That was important. Mike, you have lived a life of victory for over 40 years now, based on one powerful truth. And it seems so simple, yet it is so important. You pray the promises and not the problems. Why is that?
Well, when God gave me that vision about the Word of God, I realized that I needed to find every positive application of the Word of God. And I began studying the promises. And I found out eventually there are 7,487 promises in God's Word. And they're all mine. They're all yours. They belong to every one of us.
Now, what to you is a promise from the Bible?
Well, a promise is a pledge. It's a firm and unwavering agreement. It's a commitment from the lips of God that He will do or will not do some specific thing. There are no problems you could ever face in life where there isn't already in advance a promise strong enough, powerful enough to take you through the problem to sure victory on the other side. Declare God's promises by faith, lay hold to them, seize them in the name of the Lord, and expect God to watch over His Word to fulfill it.
You have a revelation of the throne room, that you say once someone grasps this revelation of the throne room, every life-threatening problem evaporates. I want to find out about it. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube. Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Mike, tell me about your revelation of the throne room and the authority.
The Bible first says that we're to come boldly to the throne of grace, but then that's not where it ends. The throne is the position of power. It's the position of authority. It's the position of decree. It's the position of dominion. It's the position of rest when you're seated with Him. And that's not futuristic, because the Bible said present tense, right now, we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Then we speak with authority as if we're enthroned with God. Amen. We speak with the same kind of authority He would speak with.
There was a time that it wasn't just theory for you.
Right.
It saved your life. What happened?
Well, many times, but this one specific...
I know. I've read your book.
This one specific time.
I'll tell you what. If there wasn't integrity behind the promises of God, I'd be interviewing someone else right now.
Oh, and really, believe me, I look back and I'm in awe at what God did. I should have been dead.
Are you someone special? Do you have some special authority with God?
I'm very special. You're very special. All of you are very special. Because the Bible calls us children of promise, which is Galatians 4:28. That means you are a product of the promises of God. They all came to pass. They were like beams of light coming down and striking one spot. And that was your repentant heart, where you believed, you trusted, you expected, you acted on the word of God. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. It happened. The promises came to pass. But then Hebrews 6:17 says you're heirs of promise. So that's who you are, but it's also what you have. I have these promises. Now, what am I going to do with them? Well, you mentioned the throne room promise. The time I was picked up hitchhiking, when I first got saved, I was hitchhiking, and this guy picks me up hitchhiking. He said, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going to Atlanta, Georgia." He said, "You're in luck. I'm going all the way there. You won't have to get another ride." So I sank back in my seat and kind of whispered a premature hallelujah. And then before I knew what was happening, this guy had pulled off into a field and was going at a high rate of speed. The car was just bumping, and he went real fast out into the middle of the field where there was a big bunch of trees. Now, I'm very suspicious. I don't know what this guy is doing, you know. Well, my suspicions were confirmed. He pulls a knife out. He holds it to my neck. He tells me that he's going to rape me, then rob me, then kill me. I was only a couple months old in the Lord, but I remembered one of my teachers had told me, if you ever have a confrontation with a demon, either directly or in a human being, then take your authority, your throne room authority, and declare the word of God with the same authority God would in the same situation. So I started declaring the word. I said, "Buddy, you better get right with God. One day you're going to stand before God on the day of judgment and give an account for every deed done in your body. And apparently you're going to hear God say, 'Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I know you not.'" I just kept preaching. I kept preaching. I didn't even take time to swallow my spit. I just sprayed saliva.
What is he doing with his knife? What's going on?
And all of a sudden, I should not have been surprised, but all of a sudden, the guy starts crying profusely. He handed me the knife, and he says, "You sound just like my mama." I thought, what am I going to do with this knife? I threw the knife away as far as I could. And he turned around and knelt down on the floorboard and started repenting. Then I started casting devils out of him. And he got saved. He got saved. The devil sent him to destroy me. And God in heaven smiled and said, I'm going to turn it totally around the other direction. In fact, before I got up here, God spoke to me that that two promises that were especially for the audience here today and for the audience around the world. God spoke to me that there's two promises that God is speaking to you prophetically. Romans 16, 20, that says, the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Yes, the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. And the second promise is Ephesians 3, 20, where God said he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything you ask or think. But it's according to the power that works in us. And that is the power of faith, the power of confession, the power of hope-filled expectation. Praise God. Right. Believe it.
What promise would you use if you're looking for supernatural direction?
Oh, Psalm 37, I believe it's around verse 23, says, the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. The steps of a good man. And Proverbs chapter 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him. And He will, not might, not could, not should, but He will direct your path.
I want you to pray that prayer the way you would pray it if you were looking for divine direction right now.
Father, I thank you for leading me into your perfect will. I make the declaration out of the Lord's Prayer, your kingdom come, your will be done in this earthen vessel, even as it is in heaven. I am born again, and you said the wind blows where it wills, and I would hear the sound of it, but I wouldn't know where it's coming from or where it's going. Catch me up in the wind of heaven, God, and guide me into my destiny in Jesus' name.
So he has a problem. He prays such a prayer. He's in Bombay. What happened?
Oh, wow. In Bombay, India, I had about a 12-hour layover with the airline I was with, and I didn't want to spend 12 hours in that airport. Thankfully, the airline I was with had a policy, if you had over an 8-hour layover, they would put you up in a 5-star hotel. And I'd never stayed around luxury like that. It was quite amazing. And when I walked in, I was anticipating a break after spending a month in the jungles, you know. And then my eyes were captivated by the sign near the restaurant. It's a very swanky restaurant that said steak and lobster was the special. I'd been eating rice for a month, rice and beans. I thought, this is God. Yes. And I started walking toward the restaurant. And the thing I most feared came upon me, the voice of God changing my decision. God said, don't go in the restaurant. Go out on the street. I've got a job for you to do. So I walked out on the street, and all of a sudden, this tiny little man runs up to me. Now, that's half the reason I love preaching in India. Most of them are shorter than me. But this tiny little man ran up to me, and in a high-pitched voice, he said, what is your name? I said, my name is Mike Shreve. He said, that sounds like a Christian name. By any chance, are you a Christian? I said, well, by the way, I am a Christian. He said, by any chance, are you a Pentecostal preacher? I said, I am a Pentecostal preacher. He said, good, there's a man needs to get saved right now.
If you had gone into that restaurant, you would have missed God.
Oh, I would have missed one of the greatest experiences of my life. It's one of those things where it looks like a coincidence, but it's really a God incidence. That night, his boss came into work and said, I don't know why, but on my way to work, I decided what you've got is real and I want it. He was intimidated praying for his own boss, so he runs out of the restaurant hoping to find somebody to help him pray. And I just happened to be walking by halfway around the world from home. He gave his heart to the Lord. And we were out in the alley behind his restaurant. Then he said, let's go back to my restaurant. He said, I've got three Hindus. I've got a Buddhist. I've got a Jainist. I've got a Catholic. I've got a Muslim. He mentioned about six or seven world religions. He brought them all out. He interpreted my message. He's only been saved 5 minutes. I gave an invitation, and every cook and every waiter in that restaurant got saved.
You have no idea how much is in one promise of God. You have no idea of the power and the destiny and the purpose God has for your life. But sometimes there are strongholds that stop you. When we come back, they're going to stop you. No more.
Praise God.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Mike Shreve's powerful brand new book, 25 Promises from God, Proclamations for Supernatural Transformation, and his anointed four-part audio CD teaching series, Powerful Promises from God, plus his bonus mini book, God's Promises for Your Journey. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9546. Through Mike Shreve's brand new book, you will discover 25 primary promises that open the door to the supernatural power of God, miraculous breakthroughs, and real spiritual transformation in your life. Through this book, understand God's promises and how to walk in them every day. Promises such as impartation of divine revelation, angelic intervention, healing for your body, soul, and spirit, the hundredfold return, inheriting God's kingdom, turning curses into blessings, dreams, visions, and the gift of prophecy, how to move the mountains in your life, weapons of warfare that are mighty through God. Each chapter of the book ends with a powerful proclamation and impartation, helping you to effectively claim the manifestation of God's promises for your life. Through Mike Shreve's four-part audio CD teaching, Powerful Promises from God, he will help you understand that you are a child and an heir of the promises of God. Pull back the veil of the mysterious world of angels, their nature, their functions, teach you how to draw upon your inheritance as an heir of the kingdom, help you understand what it means that you are seated in heavenly places. You will also receive his bonus mini book, God's Promises for Your Journey.
I don't want you just to have a new doctrinal stance on the promises of God. I want you to hear the testimony of what these promises can do, because death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Don't miss out on getting Mike Shreve's powerful brand new book, 25 Promises from God, Proclamations for Supernatural Transformation, and his anointed four-part audio CD teaching series, Powerful Promises from God, plus his bonus mini book, God's Promises for Your Journey. This is an exclusive offer for our Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9546. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9546 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Mike, you talk about strongholds in the mind, and there are three primary weapons to tear them down.
That's 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. It says, though we're in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, but the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now watch the wording carefully. It says, casting down, not demons, not principalities or powers, but casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So there are certain mindsets.
Excuse me. So you might be able to say, everything that exalts itself against a promise of God
is a strong.
I'm going to cast down.
Yes.
I am not going to pay attention.
Yes. I love it. Yes.
You demonstrated this in the most amazing fashion. Wait till you hear this. He went into an insane asylum, but it wasn't for himself. Tell me about it.
Well, I wasn't so sure what was happening at first. I had driven to New York, upper state New York, to preach for a friend of mine who pastored a Church of God. When I got there from Tennessee, I knocked on his door. He came to the door and very abruptly said, "Oh, I'm glad you're here. Let's go." I said, "Where are we going?" He said, "To the insane asylum." I said,
"The insane asylum?
The insane asylum?" I said, "Do you treat all your visiting evangelists this way?"
What was the name of that church? No.
I thought maybe the rooms were cheaper there than the motel. Who knows, you know? But then he began to explain to me that one of his best members, a very godly woman, the leader of his intercessory group, had been married to an abusive man that constantly told her things like how stupid and ugly and worthless she was. A man is supposed to be a protector, not a predator, in his home. But anyway, she cracked, and she finally had a nervous breakdown. We went there, and they gave us 5 minutes with her. Only 5 minutes. And they said, "No religious stuff." I didn't know how to respond to that. So I didn't say yay or nay. I just smiled. And I thought, let them interpret that smile any way they want to. Because in my mind, I was thinking, I'm here to do God's work. And so they led us back to the room. Thankfully, they let us close the door. She did not acknowledge us being in the room. She acted like she was alone, just sitting on the bed, muttering. And the pastor said, "You go ahead." And so I walked over and I thought, well, even if she doesn't act like she hears me, I believe her spirit hears me. I believe her heart hears me. So I didn't want anybody outside to hear. So I got real close to her and I thought, I'm going to declare every promise I can think of in the Word of God for the next 4 to 5 minutes. And I thought, Jesus, when he faced off with the devil, he always said, "It is written, it is written, it is written." So I thought, I'm going to use the same method. So I got down close to her and I said, "It is written. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. It is written. Nothing can separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. It is written. Behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. It is written. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. It is written. If God be for you, who can be against you?" And went on and on and on. I looked at my watch, and lo and behold, we had 30 seconds left. I said, "Pastor, we got to go for it." So we both laid hands on her, and without planning it in advance, we both burst out speaking in tongues as loud as we could. Very loud. So much so, the door swung open, and two big bouncers came in, grabbed us by the arm, led us to the front door, threw us outside, and locked the door behind us. But we had already done sufficient damage to the devil's kingdom. Because after we left, that woman got up and bathed herself. She clothed herself. She went up to the front desk. She said, "Call my family. I don't need to be in here anymore. God gave me my mind back."
If you can just grab hold of these promises, there is a promise for every need that you have. "He who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Therefore, that's you. If you will pray this prayer and mean it to the best of your ability, every rotten thing you've ever done will be eradicated. You'll have a beginning, and the life and love of God will enter you. Yes. You haven't lived until you've experienced the life and love of God. Repeat after me out loud. Dear God.
Dear God.
I'm a sinner.
I'm a sinner.
For which I'm so sorry.
For which I'm so sorry.
I believe that the blood of Jesus.
I believe that the blood of Jesus.
Washes away all those sins.
Washes away all those things.
And in your sight.
And in your sight.
I'm clean.
I'm clean.
It's a new beginning.
It's a new beginning.
And now that I am clean.
Now that I am clean.
Jesus, come and live inside of me.
Jesus, come and live inside of me.
Become my Lord.
Become my Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And the word amen means, so be it.
Did you realize there are 7,487 promises contained in the Word of God? Yet many do not know how to access God's supernatural breakthrough, miracle, or healing for their lives. Now, Mike Shreve wants to help you know these promises and how to begin to walk in them every day.
I owe my life to the promises of God. Promises brought me back from death over and over again. I don't want you just to have a new doctrinal stance on the promises of God. I want you to hear the testimony of what these promises can do.
Call now and get Mike Shreve's powerful brand new book, 25 Promises from God, Proclamations for Supernatural Transformation, and his anointed four-part audio CD teaching series, Powerful Promises from God, plus his bonus mini book, God's Promises for Your Journey. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9546. Through Mike Shreve's brand new book, you will discover 25 primary promises that open the door to the supernatural power of God, miraculous breakthroughs, and real spiritual transformation in your life. Through this book, understand God's promises and how to walk in them every day. Promises such as impartation of divine revelation, angelic intervention, healing for your body, soul, and spirit, the hundredfold return, inheriting God's kingdom, turning curses into blessings, dreams, visions, and the gift of prophecy, how to move the mountains in your life, weapons of warfare that are mighty through God. Each chapter of the book ends with a powerful proclamation and impartation, helping you to effectively claim the manifestation of God's promises for your life. Through Mike Shreve's four-part audio CD teaching, Powerful Promises from God, he will help you understand that you are a child and an heir of the promises of God. Pull back the veil of the mysterious world of angels, their nature, their functions. Teach you how to draw upon your inheritance as an heir of the kingdom. Help you understand what it means that you are seated in heavenly places. You will also receive his bonus mini book, God's Promises for Your Journey.
There are over 500 promises in the mini book. We focus on 25 major promises in the main book. But I wanted something where people could quickly refer to it. It's all categorized so that you can go to the exact thing you need. And then it's right there and just promise after promise after promise that you can quote, because death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Don't miss out on getting Mike Shreve's powerful brand new book, 25 Promises from God, Proclamations for Supernatural Transformation, and his anointed four-part audio CD teaching series, Powerful Promises from God, plus his bonus mini book, God's Promises for Your Journey. This is an exclusive offer for our supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9546. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9546 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. Hello, I'm Kerry Kirkwood. Too many Christians do not know the full extent of what Jesus paid for them to have. Join me on the next It's Supernatural with Sid Roth as I share a revelation that will affect every area of your life, relationships, health, finances, and more.